Hello and welcome to your five for today. Weddings, don't we just love them? There, centre stage, stood my son, smartly groomed and dressed, waiting for the arrival of his bride, soon to be his wife. It was a very special occasion with over 200 guests from every part of the country, Wales, Scotland, Ireland and England. The venue was in the Highlands of Scotland, which of course meant a distance to travel for most, but whether by car, train, boat or plane, all arrived safely and on time. The guests were dressed in their finery, and distinguishing an Irishman from an Englishman, or Welshman from a Scotsman, was impossible, unless one was wearing a kilt, of course. But as soon as the conversation began, we could clearly make out who came from which corner of the kingdom. When everything was finally over, we waved goodbye to the married couple. We breathed a sigh of relief and went back to the hotel room to take a well-earned rest. But my mind couldn't rest. So many things had happened during the day, and in particular the many people who had come from all around the country and united by the Christian faith which many of us held dear. What, I thought to myself, would each nationality hold most dear about the gospel message? First of all, the Englishman. Well, we all know that the English love their monarchy and titles, kings, queens, prince, princesses, and all the pomp and pageantry that attends it. Indeed, the phrase God save the king is taken directly from the Bible. Well, for the English, the gospel would have something very suitable, because the last book in the Bible speaks of the coming king. This king is not just any old king, but is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And as Handel's Messiah puts it, and he shall reign for ever and ever. We can all say hallelujah to that. What about the Irish? The Irish are a warm and friendly people, but sadly the island has been ravaged by conflict and violence. I'm sure that many of them long for peace and to be free from all fear and dread. Well, the gospel message has something very special for them, because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on a cross of wood for our sins and has made peace between God and man. The Bible says it's a peace that passes all understanding to those who trust him as their Saviour. It is written that one day men will learn war no more, but they will beat their swords into ploughshares, food instead of fighting. Oh, wonderful day! What about the Scots? Well, we all know how careful and skilful the Scots are in the world of money and finance. Some of the largest and best-known financial institutions in the world have their origin in Scotland. Surely they would appreciate how that Christ Jesus paid a tremendous price for the salvation of a soul. The gospel calls it the cost of our redemption, the price which has been paid in full by another to set us free. As Peter, the disciple of the Lord Jesus, puts it, writing in his letter, "You know you are not redeemed with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. The currency of heaven is not precious metal, or else none of us would be able to afford it, but the currency of heaven is the precious blood of Christ."